We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, Gabe. Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, Gabe.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kebab's right Flanish? Get Flanish,
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Are those millennials arriving? Anyone? Millennials? Yeah. All right. Under 35? Yeah. Awesome. Look at you. She's gorgeous. Wow. Young, pretty. Look at these millennials coming in late, man. Hitting the bar kind of hard. They'll hold the seats. You're like superheroes. Enjoy your youth, man. Touch your toes. Never take a nap. Pound those drinks. Wake up fresh. You guys are not going to mess up your life like the baby boomers. We were way too ambitious, man. Millennials, you're not going to mess up your life. You're going to work small, live small. Smart. Smart. Have some roommates. Maybe own a bike. You guys don't even need cars. We had to get cars to be cool. You're just going to Uber it up.
It's Bobby Miyamoto. It's Japanese. People always say, you don't seem Japanese. I'm totally Japanese. I love drinking sake. So sometimes when I talk, I slur. And the reason why is I had a stroke last year. I'm not making up. It's true. I'm fine now. Thanks for your concern. I really did. I had a stroke. When I tell people, they always say, are you sure you had a stroke? You seem a little young. Well, first of all, I'm Japanese, so I'm 90 years old. But I did. I had a stroke, and when I started to recover, people would tell me how lucky I am because I had lost like a lot of feeling on my right side. But after a couple of weeks, it started to come back, and people would say how lucky I am. They would be like, you're like a lottery winner. Not quite. Also, I don't think when someone actually wins the lottery, they say, hey, this is just like coming back from a stroke. But a stroke, it changes you. Like, for me, it recalibrated my brain. Like, I used to be an inconsiderate person, but the stroke gave me a lot more empathy. So now whenever I see, like, a rude guy, I always think to myself, that dude needs to have a stroke.
Check one. Is this thing on? Hello?
Hello? 18 years Hello? Of trash.
Can you believe it? 18 years ago today.
Yeah.
18 years ago today. I was 14 years old.
We're legal.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? 18 take us years out, ago. Today. Take us out to a nice steak dinner.
And you know what's weird?
Take us to a movie.
It's apropos that we're starting at 7, because that's what time we used to start.
Right. 7 to 9 for the first, what, year or
yeah,
so?
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
A year or two?
Yeah.
Then it was 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Then we flipped to FM, and they're like, what are you guys going to do when you flip to FM? FM, and we said, we're going to start at 5:35.
Yeah, that's how crazy we're going to
be. That was our big idea.
This is going to be the nutty thing.
Let's start 25 minutes earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
I missed 7 to 9, and I remember hating getting up that early, right? As a 22-year-old intern, I'm like, I don't want to get up
seriously,
at 6 o'clock to be there by 7.
Can you imagine doing a two-hour radio show? I mean, it would be like you wouldn't have to do prep.
Why do you think Common practiced for so long?
I
not
know.
Doing any prep noon to two.
Crazy.
They added that third hour and he had to start working a little bit.
Yeah, man.
2 hour radio show is a piece of cake.
Unreal.
Three and a half's hell.
Unreal.
And hey, here look, we are. Sauce is back from
hey,
Vegas.
He's
what's
alive?
Up? We thought you had another vacation day
you
today.
Some bitch.
No, I'm here. I
oh,
wouldn't
great.
Today. It's only 2 hours.
That's a good point.
Yeah, today's the day, man.
Today is the day.
So why did they... I think I've asked you this
I think I've asked you guys this every year, but did they just assume you two or you, whoever it was, you guys should start on Black Friday because nobody will be listening to you guys anyway?
That's essentially right, yeah.
Why was it today?
Well, for real, I'm not kidding you. This is not me. This is not hyperbole. Good morning, AJ, as well, by the way. Hi, AJ.
Morning.
Yeah. This is not hyperbole. They literally, there was no one listening to this radio station in the mornings, period, at all. So their entire point was, you can't be worse than what we already have. Just don't cuss and make sure that the radio's technically turned on. So they had us start at 7, and it was just, at first it was just Star and I, and we would basically just come in and just do a big time wrestling show for 2 hours.
All phone calls.
All phone calls. People would call in and they'd get cooled with a folding chair.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yep, absolutely.
How much do you bench?
How much do you bench was a big, big thing, right? And sometimes Orange Crush guy would call from the weeds.
Yep. What a great bit that is.
Right.
That's where he was. He was in the weeds.
Right. And then we would be done and we'd walk out of here going, good show. Good show. Right. Good job. Good show. Good show. And, you know, and then Corey got here and that's when it all started to go downhill from there. That's when we actually we started doing a real show then. You know, I mean, it was much harder to put together a real show than it was just to come in and take phone calls. Man, I can't believe it's been 18 years.
18.
Though. I can't believe it. Holy moly.
Insane.
Yeah. A year before Abigail was born, we started doing this radio show. How about that? Technically, the show can get a tattoo today. It's old enough.
Yeah. Let's get a nice tramp stamp.
Yeah, that'd be good for the show.
We should.
Yeah,
Rosie would love that. Yeah, Rosie would love that. That's Rosie's thing. He would love it. Yeah. All right, so where's your stupid-ass brother?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
He'll be here about 7:30. All right, stupid-ass Dov is going to play initials. Parrish coming? Parrish is supposed to be here today, and he's supposed to be here now, so we'll see.
Yeah, he'll be here. I'm sure he's been up Black Friday shopping.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Sure. We'll do the Fantasy Charge Challenge next segment. And Creasel's not here, so is Creasel calling in? I would assume. Doesn't Creasel have the last pick? I don't know. After 18 years, you would think this would be a well-oiled machine. Right. We're just winging it.
Well, there's no way.
Just waiting to see if I thought he would show up. He was texting Dov and I early about some stupid nonsense.
Well, I'll tell you one thing is for sure about this place. Much like the printer, we're not allowed to have the oil to oil the machine.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid we're going to sell it on the black market. So
I probably would.
Yeah,
who'd buy that printer?
Well, they don't want to buy it anymore after I broke it.
Yeah, but you're the kind of guy
I'm not
if they were like,
to pick it up.
Right. If you had broke it, if you'd thrown it off of its thing, Hawk would have gone, well, I'll just pay for it.
Did you guys know?
He bought a $3,000 TV.
I did. Did you guys know about the confrontation I had with Jeff Manis about the printer the other day?
No.
He accused me of breaking it, and I told him if I could lift it, I would have thrown it across the room. So I did not break it, but only because I'm not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it was out of toner, as was the one down the hall, as was the one down the other end of the hall. And then this one over here, with very low toner, kept plugging up as well. And so by the time I decided the best way to let everybody know the toner wasn't working was to take it completely apart and leave pieces all over the place.
Brilliant. Instead of just sending a nice email. By the way, these printers don't work, so don't print.
No, I was very aggravated. So I took pieces. It looked like somebody had gotten a 65 Mustang and taken it completely apart. Mm. There were pieces everywhere. So Jeff was not happy with me.
Yeah, I don't
blame
him.
Didn't go over well. I don't blame him. But that was my little protest.
Over it, Jeff.
Just give me some toner. That's
well,
all.
Well, you sure showed him.
I did.
Hey, Parrish.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, dude?
How was everybody's Perry. Thanksgiving?
Who cares about Thanksgiving?
I don't remember.
It was Black Friday yesterday.
Yeah, are you done? Do you have more
Black
today?
Black Friday yesterday. I just did a little shopping about 15 minutes ago.
Oh.
Your so you had the ass, best buy ad up?
Yeah, your stupid-ass brother is going to be thrilled to know that I made a purchase at Best Buy.
No, yeah, he'll be pumped.
Target got all my money yesterday. Best Buy got a chunk of my money this morning.
Any headliners? Anything good?
How are the stores?
Not that bad.
Really?
Everybody's doing the online shopping now. You can almost walk right into a Target at 5:05.
May
I
disagree?
And it's not that bad at all.
Yeah, we drove by the one on Highway 90 or 394 Ridgezone Target right there, packed.
Dude, the Walmart by my house was an absolute atrocity. It looked like Mad Max.
And we drove by Kohl's, which is always a hot mess, and that place was packed to the brim.
The Target by my house, because we did Friendsgiving, so I'm normally not out at that time, but on the way home at like, I don't know, 7 o'clock, It was unbelievable how packed Target and Walmart were. The seventh layer of hell.
Yeah.
As a Black Friday veteran, though, I will just say this. In the old days, when that was the only option, when almost none of it was online, you had to go get it into the store.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't show up, 30, 40 minutes before it opened and waited in line, you weren't getting what you wanted because it was going to be gone and you were going to have to go shoulder to shoulder with everyone through the entire store.
And the pro move was to go with two people and have one person get in line right away.
Sure.
Because the line would wrap around the outside of the store.
Right. And then even inside, it would take you 30, 40, 50, 60 minutes sometimes to check out. The line to check out was epically long.
Which and they had every lane open.
Never worth it.
Yep. And now it's not even remotely like that. We got there at exactly 5. They opened the doors. There was, 150 people that walked in before us. We walked in, got exactly what we wanted. 0 minute wait to check out because they have it so streamlined now. I waited in front of, or waited behind no one. Piece of cake.
Well done.
And I have it on good authority that the online sales are through the roof, which
I would imagine
you can just you can just feel it that everybody's getting the same deals online. So it's just not as crazy as it used to
be. I bought something yesterday on Amazon that I'm pretty sure I bought already.
Oh, yeah, boy. A gigantic 65-inch TV.
The deal was so good. I was like, I'll just have
a stained album.
Why would I buy a stained album?
Great question.
Yeah, but remember the one time we did the bit about, not stained, who sings the Simon and Garfunkel cover?
Oh,
Disturbed.
Yeah, and when we talked about that, and then he looked on his phone, he goes, I've had this. Something like that. Yeah.
Good point. You're making good points over there.
Thank you.
So, Parrish, I don't see you as a guy that takes advantage of Black Friday deals, so my guess is your day was more about turkey and drinking.
Absolutely. 100%. I don't do any shopping. Nikki does it for me.
How'd that go?
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Almost got two naps in.
Wow.
Ooh, what do you mean almost?
Got woken up by the kids in the second one.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I remember right, your responsibility at Christmas is breaking down the garage full of Amazon boxes.
Absolutely.
Right?
And Thanksgiving and Halloween on July 27th.
Are you married to Chris?
Yeah.
Right.
He wishes.
So what did you order?
He gets sex a lot.
Wow.
I'm just throwing it out there. Because he's listening.
Well, he's sitting right next to you.
Yeah, you never know.
He's listening.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, so I'm the only one that really scooped everything up yesterday. And
I got something on Wednesday, but it had been on sale for a while.
Yeah, yeah, we did a couple online stuff.
Yeah,
that's it.
This is the purge, man.
Yeah, no.
Just I'd buy everything.
With you, man.
And then
no
don't buy anything the rest of the year. That's what I do.
Yeah, but as you always say, though, you run into somebody that's like, where are the CDs? Why are you here? Come tomorrow. That Soundgarden CD will still be here.
if you go to Best Buy and Target now,
thank you.
If you go to Best Buy or Target now and say, where are the CDs? Then the Target employee says, oh, they're here 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know what I mean, where it's like, do you have Fern Gully on DVD? Yeah, but you could have got it Monday. Why are you here?
But again, to my point, now it's not that different than a Saturday morning at Target.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
The only difference last night at all at the Plymouth Target was they have all those Black Friday stands that kind of take up most of the aisles.
Yeah, the little cardboard display.
Yes. So your cart is constantly blocking somebody else. There's cart traffic.
Yeah.
But if everybody was just walking without carts, it's not even that bad. It's not bad at all. I kind of miss the old days of just pure pandemonium, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel you. People used to get, like, shot and stuff like that. The good old days, man. Remember it was
fun? Trampled for scanners.
Yeah, people would, like, stab each other for a Cabbage Patch Kid. Those were the good old days, man.
The good old days.
Yeah. Remember when Grandpa killed that guy?
Yeah.
Grandpa fun. Killed
Best
somebody?
Best Black Friday ever.
Yeah, they're coming. Yeah. You guys want to hear a really old promo?
Yeah. Sure.
For the Power Trip Morning Show, being that today is the,
is this the
18th
pie
anniversary.
One?
Now, this is one labeled reporter laugh. And the best part about these old promos is that you hear very young Corey Cove trying to find his radio voice.
Jeez.
You know what I mean?
Trying to decide if he wants to be down here.
If he wants to be way up here.
Yeah.
You know?
I think he is.
And I settled on this trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever this is.
Yeah, I think you just quit caring, and that's when you just came into your own.
Well, that was pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I quit caring in the first 6 to 12 months.
This is a promo from September the 16th of 2008, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez.
How about that? It features, by the way, and stars the superstar Mike Morris. Good morning, superstar.
The Power Trip.
Tony Romo.
Once we got that big play, there was no turning back until I fumbled and threw a pick.
Reporter left.
Straight country western. It's a good thing we were Clint Eastwood tonight.
Tony.
Seriously, you need to play that again. That's one of the funniest things ever said on Earth.
It's a good thing we were Clint Eastwood tonight.
Oh, shoot. You're killing me.
Why do reporters fake laugh?
You want the cool kid in school to think you're his friend. I don't know.
The Minnesota Twins are going to name their new stadium Target Field. No. Fellas.
You're funny.
No, that's the truth.
Oh.
And see how that goes? That's how we used to do promos.
Promos are just so dumb.
How about this?
Trip.
And Rosie, what would you say to everybody out there who has not seen it yet?
Go see it!
Mark, number 5,000.
Congratulations.
Mark, we have the mayor of St. Louis Park wants to present you with this plaque.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Rosen, on behalf of the city of St. Louis Park, we would like to congratulate you on Go See It 5,000.
Yes!
Good job, Rosen.
So the great part about that is Rosie really believed that was the mayor of St. Louis Park.
Yeah, it was just sales guy that Mark had never dealt with. And I think the guy was relatively new.
Oh, he was here for like 2 weeks. Correct. And he was gone.
And he was handing him one of Henry Lake's Gus Macker plaques with a piece of paper.
With a piece of paper taped to it. And Rosie was so honored.
Yeah, that was 9/23/2010.
Which makes sense because I started dating my wife in 2009. And it wasn't one of our first dates, but early on in our relationship, we went to go see The Wolfman because Rosie said, see it.
Wow.
That was right when I started getting involved with you guys, too.
It was terrible.
It was a horrible movie.
Horrible movie. Yeah.
And that was the movie he said, go see it for.
Yep.
Wolfman.
Yeah.
Wait until you see the transformation scenes. Wait till you go home.
Yeah.
That movie sucked so hard.
Yeah, that he stood on that mountain for so long.
It was the perfect example of he saw a screening.
Yeah.
So he got to see it before the rest of the world, and he was just so excited that he saw it first.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Go see it.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes score on that? Rotten.
I bet it's 10%.
Even I am saying it's not a good movie.
It?
Who, me?
Yeah,
I saw it because Rosie told me to.
Oh. He said to go see it.
Yeah, he said it 5,000 times.
Wolfman, 35%.
I can't believe it.
That's way too damn high right there.
5,000 times.
Yeah. So I've got promos throughout the show today that I'll play every now and again. By the way, what time are we doing Charge Challenge?
Next.
That's what I thought. Okay, so Creasel called. He will be calling in.
Yeah.
So, we're good there. We'd normally do the news now. But we don't have time for that today.
No.
So thank you, Grey Duck Vodka, for sponsoring the news that we're not doing today. We can do real quick, though.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
Hey, thanks, Culligan.
The Vikings injury report came out yesterday for Monday's game versus Seattle at 7:20. Hold that laugh, because you're going to need it. Pre-game at 5 on this station on Monday. Ben Gideon did not practice. Linval Harrison.
I keep forgetting
Smith.
He's on the team.
So do I.
Yeah, but
I
he plays an important role, man. You don't hear his name very much. Yeah, that's because he's doing his job.
And
you know?
He's a giant special teams contributor. Linval,
he plays for the Giants as well?
Yep.
That's
plays
weird.
For both teams. It's weird.
Crazy.
Linval, Harrison, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Everson Griffin, Anthony Harris, and Shamar Stephan all limited in yesterday's practice.
A lot of those folks probably just wanted to take some more time off.
Yeah, but
that's what I think.
That's of it.
A lot of people.
Giant list.
Yeah, you bet.
Bears beat the Lions 24-20. Mitch Trubisky 29 for 38 for 3 touchdowns and 338 yards. The Bills beat the Cowboys 26-15.
Damn it, I knew it. Nobody took action on it.
No, I would have taken the Bills.
I wanted the Bills plus +7 and nobody wanted it.
Nobody would take it. That's
of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
Well, no, I mean, they
He's a pro sports gambler. Have you not heard?
Yeah. I am.
Vegas is going under because of the trip he just had.
But he has to give all of his money to Tommy.
Yeah, no, I know. Jared Allen. That's Jared his name, right? Allen? No, Josh what? Allen. Why did I write Jared?
Jared Allen?
Josh Allen.
Quarterback now for the Bills?
Threw one touchdown and ran
what
in one.
What did he do?
The Cowboys are now 0-5 versus above 500 teams. Saints 26, Falcons 18, Breeze 18 of 30 for 184 yards and a touchdown. The Saints have clinched the NFC South for the third straight season. The Wild hosts the Senators today at 3 p.m. The Wild are 10-11-4. The Senators are 11-13-1.
You can come watch that with Parrish and I. We're going to be at the Muddy Cow in Cottage Grove 3 to 5.
Oh, what time will that be?
3 to 5.
Oh, cool. The Battle of the Axe starts tomorrow at 8 a.m. when College Game Day is at the U. The Gophers and Badgers kick off at 2:30. The Gophers are 10-1, and the Badgers are 9-2.
Row the boat gently down the stream. Gophers touchdown! Everybody scream!
Tell us your thoughts.
Is that a nightmare? What was that?
A nightmare? Is that a nightmare?
Yeah.
Is it a nightmare?
I'm French now. What was
French?
That?
What? What do you mean? What was that? That's sweeping the nation.
Yeah, it's sweeping the nation.
Thank you,
Gopher Nation.
The Gopher Nation.
Well, the Badgers are -2.5. The Badgers are 2 losses are at number 1 Ohio State in the awful Fighting Illini. The winner will most likely go to the Rose Bowl. The last time the Gophers were in the Rose Bowl, 1962.
Man. By the way, did you mention in that the Saints Falcons game they sacked him like 8 times or something like that?
Yeah, what, Cam Jordan had 4.
Yeah. How about that?
For himself.
And Taysom Hill ran in a touchdown and blocked a punt.
And he caught a touchdown.
Did he really?
Yep. Hey, punch up Kreese real quick for me, would you please?
He's dead.
Oh, no. Well, he's on the phone.
Hi, John.
John Kreese's ghost?
Hi.
Hi, John. So I told you 7:20, but you should have known better because we're not even done. We haven't even gone to break yet. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
How's baby girl doing?
She's doing good. We're just sitting here, and she's looking all cute.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can hold if you'd like, or you can call back or whatever if you want. We're going to break right now. No. You have my apologies.
I'll hold. It's no big deal.
All right. I guess I'm going to hold.
Sweet, dude.
Thank you.
All right. Parrish is here. We're going to play initials 1 hour from now, but it's the Fantasy Charge Challenge after this on The Fan.
Fan. Who's that?
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in 727. A little Motorhead because it's Christmas.
What?
Yeah, you heard what I said.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the Kreese is on the phone. The Charge.
Hi, John.
Is at his house.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Charge. I'm not at Kreese's house. I'm in my house.
Oh.
I mean, I wake up at Kreese's house, you know, pretty often.
Pretty
mostly
often.
When he's
right.
out of town.
Right.
But, yeah.
And we can hear you and you can hear us.
Yes, how about that? Even better. I just can't hear Kreese. So, and that's, frankly, it's a bonus.
Oh,
I usually tune him out anyway.
Rosie.
Right.
Oh, is that right, Kreese? You said what? Good thing you didn't hear what he just said about you, Charge.
Yeah, that was me.
That's incredible. I mean, wow.
Yeah, I bet.
Charge, where is the Friday football feast today?
Roseville. Well, now, for years, we had done Black Friday in Blaine, but they moved us to Roseville this time. So, yeah, we're a little someplace different, but I think it might be the biggest store in the Twin Cities, so all the more reason to come out. We should have room for you.
How has your life changed since Wednesday?
Well, I ate a lot of turkey. Probably pooped twice.
Not talking about that.
Times.
No, that's
twice?
Not the reference.
No, okay.
The Irishman on Netflix came out on Wednesday.
Mm.
Okay. I've seen it. It was very good.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It was very good. I liked it. It's long. It's 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
But the reason why I bring that up, Charge, do you know who's in it?
Well, it's a Scorsese bit, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's got,
Pacino,
De Niro's in it.
Pesci's out of retirement. He's back.
Yeah.
Do you remember when there was a show called Boardwalk Empire on HBO? And the guy and the guy that played Al Capone constantly got accused of being Paul Charchian.
I know. It was a problem for both of us.
Yep. That guy is in this movie as well. He's a terrific actor.
He's really great.
I always forget his name, but he's a terrific actor.
I think his name is John Kreese.
Dude, there are so many moments where he turns his head. I'm like, that is Charch's twin.
Wow.
Or that is Charch's brother or cousin or something. That dude could not look more like you.
Wow. All right. And so is that a reason to watch it or a reason not to watch it?
Both.
Okay.
Who else watched it?
I watched almost literally half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was very, very sleepy because I'm old.
It's 3.5 hours.
It's 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I have one minor criticism of what is so far a fantastic watch. Just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
They are some of our greatest actors. They're fantastic. This trio, especially of gentlemen, spectacular. But they're trying desperately to play 40-year-old men, and they look like they're 90. And at one point, Pacino continues to refer to De Niro as the kid. I got the kid on the phone. You want to talk? And I'm thinking, that kid you're talking to looks like a grandpa.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? That's the. And again, they're doing. And it's a great story, and they're great actors. Don't get me wrong, but. I'm having a hard time with them pretending to be young when they look so old.
Well, relatively young, right? I mean, when he's calling him the kid, he's not pretending he's 18 at that point.
No, but he is pretending. I did some math because it bothered me so much that he's in his early to mid 40s. Because it's the early 60s.
Sure.
And he was in. Kreese, relax. And
you're just telling a story, dude.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so we can talk more about that later. But it's a really great story.
Anyway, the point is I watched 3.5 hours of a Scorsese film, and every time you popped up on screen, it took me out of the world for a second, and I just was in fanball.com. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Have you guys seen Dark? This crazy show on Netflix. It's great.
Didn't you watch it, AJ?
Is that the German show?
Yes, I've seen it. It's got a little bit of like Stranger Things, except really scary, and some Twin Peaks level weirdness and time travel, and it is awesome and weird, and I love it.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's the highest advocacy I can give for any show on Netflix right now. Dark.
Okay.
Really.
Interesting.
I think I have a soundbite of that.
Are you on Watchmen yet, Charge, or not? You should.
I've been recording it, but I haven't caught up to it yet. You know, football season and all. Is it good?
The movies were meh.
The movie was not good.
The show's outstanding. All right, here we go.
All right, then.
Just a handful of weeks to go in the Fantasy Charge Challenge. What do we got left? Three or two? I think it's three. 3 weeks?
Three, 13, 14, 15.
Kreese pulling away. He's got 191. AJ has 181. The Ghost has 171. I made up a lot of ground last week, but I'm still 13 points behind the Ghost. I have 158. My gamble with Winston paid off, thankfully. Sauce has 136 in dead last. Chris Hockey with 134. Whoops.
The Ghost had Tom Brady in a frigid monsoon. So it didn't work out well for the Ghost.
Well, guess who else had a quarterback in that game?
Do tell.
You had Dak.
I had Dak.
Ouch.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was even worse.
Dak, get that Dak out. Score.
Yeah, I did get the Dak out.
The good news for you, Chris, is you pick first this week.
Yeah, that's great news for me. Yeah, that's just super
Hockey,
great.
Hockey, Sauce, Kreese, AJ, I go last, and then the undrafted player is the Ghost, and that player is sixth. Charge, who are the six options?
Let's score some points this week. We're going with a bunch of elite runners with favorable matchups. Good. I think you will find points easy to come by this week, beginning with Mark Ingram for the Baltimore Ravens, and he hosts the San Francisco 49ers. Now, San Francisco is a good defense, but since week 8, opposing backs are averaging 116 total yards per game, and Mark Ingram averaging 95 total yards and 1.5 touchdowns since week 8. Le'Veon Bell is a running back for the Jets. He is at Cincinnati. Bengals allow the third most rushing attempts and third most rushing yards per game to opposing running backs. And in the last 2 weeks, rookies Josh Jacobs and Benny Snell have had 44 carries between them, so Le'Veon Bell should get plenty of work. Next, Nick Chubb will travel to Pittsburgh. He plays for Cleveland. Chubb's been on fire lately, and he's done so despite plenty of use from Kareem Hunt in the three games they've played together. Chubb has averaged 23 rushing attempts and 105 rushing yards, and he saw a season-high rushing number of rushing attempts, 27, when he faced Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago. Next, Saquon Barkley goes up against Green Bay. He will host. Barkley has now failed to top 72 yards or average over 4 yards per carry since coming back 5 games ago. Fortunately, he gets a Packers run defense allowing 5 yards per carry, and they've given up 6 rushing scores in their last 4 games. Next, Josh Jacobs. He plays for Oakland, traveling to Kansas City. The Chiefs allow the second most rushing yards to opposing running backs on a league-worst 5 yards per carry. Over the last 4 games, backs are averaging 29 touches and almost 2 touchdowns per game against the Chiefs. And lastly, Derrick Henry. He plays for the Titans, traveling to the Colts. Henry has thrived since Ryan Tannehill took over at quarterback, averaging 115 rushing yards on a scalding 6.2 yards per carry.
All right, so we got Mark Ingram, Le'Veon Bell, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs. Hawk, we have Josh Jacobs. There we go.
And, I'm sorry, I'm thinking too hard. Derek this is too Henry. Much for me.
So, Hawk, you go first. Who do you want?
Oh, son of a bitch.
It doesn't matter. You're down by a bazillion points.
Just gamble. Take whatever you want.
It
no,
does
take
matter.
Whatever you want.
It does matter.
Be you, Hogs. Take the guy you know.
I
showered.
See, even though I can't take a Cleveland Brown just because I can't do it, even though he'll probably be the number one thing. I can't take a Jet. I'd like Barkley, but he hadn't been great, but they are at home. John Jacob, J.R. Highsmith. Mark Ingram's probably a great, but the quarterback's going to take all his touchdowns, and he's playing the Niners. I'm going with Derrick Henry at the Colts.
Derrick Henry was the ghost a handful of weeks ago and torched all of us.
Yeah, right.
Hawk picks him first this week.
Sauce. Stupid, but who
man,
cares?
I will take. I'll take Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb. Creasel.
All right, because I couldn't hear Charge. Who's available still? And it's running backs, it sounds like.
Yep. Mark Ingram, Le'Veon Bell, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs.
God, I'm shooting from the hip. I couldn't hear any of his stuff. Josh Jacobs.
You're going to take Josh Jacobs third.
Okay.
AJ, you want Barkley, Bell, or Ingram?
I think that I'm going to go with Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I take Le'Veon Bell versus the worst team in football or Saquon Barkley versus the Packers? Oh, boy. I'm going to gamble with Barkley and leave Bell to the ghost. Charch.
I considered Bell with me.
I had them in reverse order that I gave them to you, so Chris took my top-ranked guy, Derrick Henry. Congratulations, Chris.
My gosh.
Mark Ingram, to me, has got the toughest matchup out of this group. AJ, maybe. We'll see.
Hey, I mean,
if there's one guy you told me is going to have a bad game, that would probably be it, because San Francisco is a really good defense in most respects.
So Derrick Henry was your number one guy, and I got him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
That's all you can do.
He's going to have a season-ending injury this weekend.
Very possibly.
That would be great.
How dare you?
All right, Roseville. 9-2.
What did Josh Jacobs last?
Roseville.
Second, Chris.
No, second. You're fine.
Second, yeah, you're good. You're good, yeah.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye. I'll be in next Friday hosting initials. Very excited for that.
Next Friday.
That is correct. Yes.
Yep. You know, Corey mandated that I not use any of the initials you've already used, and now you've played 200 of these things or 400.
Almost 300, yeah.
Almost 300 of these, and so at this point I've got to use the Egyptian symbol with the eye and that eyeball and the Egyptian symbol. It's got like the wing of an eagle or something.
Yes.
So that's going to be our initials, which will make it harder.
Now, that is the language that Parrish speaks after about 4 drinks.
Perfect. See you in a week, everybody.
Bye, Thanks, Josh.
Bye.
It actually worked. We could hear him.
Yeah.
Kreese couldn't.
He just couldn't hear Kreese, and Kreese couldn't hear him. It never quite works.
Nope.
All right, Vikings news is next. We'll play initials about 40 minutes from now. This is the Power Trip Morning Show live on Black Friday.
On.
On
ESPN, Derrick Henry limited practice because of his hamstring. Just now. Like, literally, right now. Just right now.
He's going to try to go on the first series.
Yeah.
He's going to pull a feeling and pull up lame after about three snaps and then take a seat.
I'm telling you, he was fine till I said that.
Yeah, he was. He woke up that way and called ESPN to tell him he was hurt.
Mike's News is next. Soundbite.
Yeah.
I guess.
Not anymore.
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco. Thank you, Radco. Accessories Pro. Black Friday goes like crazy over there at Radco.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Like crazy.
Hmm. And now to lead Vikings News, here's the fans, Mark Parrish.
Hi, Mark.
They play this weekend.
They do. They technically don't. Technically, they don't.
Right. Even that's wrong.
Yeah. They play Monday night.
They play Monday night. They play this weekend.
Close. Yeah, you were very close.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of counting.
Yeah, for sure. No. You know, I guess, you know what? If you're a retired NHL star, it's all a weekend.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Right.
Touché. Exactly. It's Friday. Touché.
That's right. Every day is Friday. Adam Thielen updates, anybody? I know he was limited yesterday in practice, but
I mean, he's back this week, yeah.
Okay, good.
They expect him to be a full go.
Good.
That was part of releasing Josh Jackson, getting that depth back, and having him back out there. So
there you go. Good. Well, we'll take that. Everybody else
didn't work
injured.
Out. The whole Josh Jackson thing did not work out.
Yeah, about that.
BB's done for the year. So Treadwell's going nowhere.
That's right.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Good.
What a weird set of circumstances.
He's put the time in. I guess seems like he's working hard. They like him.
He's more a part of the offense this year than he ever has been.
Ever has been. That is true.
Take that for what it's worth.
That's right. So the Vikings, again, hard at work as they get ready for a Monday night football game against the Seahawks in Seattle. 8-3 have the same record as the first place Green Bay Packers in the NFC North.
Yeah, I think I said this, 3 weeks ago. I still think the Vikings are winning the division.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Green Bay schedule is really easy.
Is it?
Yeah, they play.
They have to play us, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, true, but they play
Vikings
the Giants.
Them.
Then Washington.
Giants are a little sneaky, though, right now. Daniel Jones is kind of figuring it out.
Yeah, they just lost to the Bears, though. Rosie.
Yeah, there's still a lot of rookie mistakes. And
when it's at home, the thing hockey always goes with is they went from San Francisco to Green Bay, now all the way across the country again to play in New York. I know they're fine first class, I get that, but it's a lot.
I am tired.
Yeah, that's Daniel Jones right there.
No, he's on New York.
No, he's tired too.
Oh, okay.
How about this, though? This is not Vikings news, but let's not forget, tomorrow, the 9th-ranked Golden Gophers.
8th-ranked. Right, 9th is the AP poll.
Oh, yeah, 9th is AP. You don't care about that.
8th is college football playoff ranking.
What about Wisconsin? What number are they?
They're 12.
No, they suck.
They do suck.
Yeah, game day tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Are you guys going?
No.
Wait a minute, hold on 1 second.
I'm going to the game. I don't know if I can down there for game day. Zach Halverson will be there, though.
Of course he is. And Tommy O will be there.
Yep. Yeah. Kanzemia said he's going to get there at 5 a.m. He's going to do the game day bit.
Zach's going to sleep over. He's bringing his air mattress.
Is that right? His ear mattress?
Air mattress?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nobody
What's did. Happening back there?
I don't know. It's
People
all
running into each other.
I have no idea. People are
trying
jumping
to trip
over
each other with headsets.
It doesn't matter.
I feel like they're going to win.
Good.
I don't know anything about Wisconsin, though. I just feel good about the Gophers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the weather supposed to be like tomorrow?
It's snow,
It'll be
right?
snowing.
Snow,
yeah, we could have gross conditions during the game tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's supposed to start snowing tonight.
Actually, Belle Jensen called it gross weather.
Did she?
That's what she said. Looks to be gross.
Man, how about all the food they raised, man?
How about that?
Yeah, Perk and Alicia won.
I know. How about that?
It's the power of the power trip.
It is the power of the power trip. You're welcome.
Yeah, what's the weather supposed to be like tomorrow?
Gross.
I think it's like 12 inches of snow.
Stop it. Why do you do it? No. Don't feed into him.
No, yeah, I always feed into him.
No.
It's supposed to be about 20% all through the morning and into the afternoon. And then at kickoff, it bumps up to 50 to 60%.
I heard that they said it could be spicy tomorrow. That's what I heard. That's what they told me. The weather could be spicy. That's what they said.
What do you think, Paul, she really, really wanted?
I think she wanted sex. I mean...
Wow.
That's what I normally really want.
I've never known a woman to really want that.
Especially five.
Careful.
Five gals all collectively asking for it at the same time.
They're all fives?
No.
No.
About two become one.
Oh, great song.
Where's David?
He's here. I'm too lazy to go get him.
Oh, poor David.
Yeah, he's going to be on fire, though.
It's weird, man. Just doing 2 hours of radio. We're almost done now.
Yeah, we're halfway through.
I know, it's just ridiculous.
Friday's fly as it is. Before you know it, it's initials game. Yeah. Now Mr. Z's gone.
Oh, no, just got word. Who'd I pick in the fantasy charge down?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, he died. He passed away. Yep. Died in his sleep last night.
I was convinced when that name was read off. I'm like, Hawk has no idea who that is.
Well,
I would have taken him second.
I took him because the week I took Marlon Mack is the week that he had 74,000 touchdowns.
At one point, we let him be the ghost, and he dominated.
Yeah, that's right. That's my MO.
Should have put Marlon Mack on there, even though you're out with a hand injury, to see how Hawk you'd take
him. I probably would have.
You guys want to have fun when we get back?
That'd be odd.
Let's ask Mr. Z about The Irishman on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
God dang it, he hates Netflix. That's next. We'll go through some sports. And then about 20 minutes from now, initials on the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. 18th anniversary. We are live in studio celebrating. And what did we get for our 18th anniversary?
An uglier version of Paul Rudd.
A double helping of sexiness.
Hola.
Look at you.
What up?
God, when you walked in, your chest was so huge.
God, thanks for noticing.
No, I can't help but notice.
It made something on you pretty huge.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome, by the way. Wait, thank what? You.
You're welcome?
Yeah, well, I know you like to please your man.
Sure. That is the voice of Dov Lambert's giant kiss ass, because he's wearing a Northland Vodka t-shirt.
You're welcome, Parrish.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
What a kiss ass. Mm-hmm. How was Vegas?
Oh, it was fabulous. Yeah. Sportsbook was great. It's always fun. Planet Hollywood always takes good care of us.
Do you spend a lot of time with your brother, or does...
Well, between the hours of 7 p.m. and about 8 a.m., Paul's unavailable because he's sleeping. but short of that, yeah, he's usually around.
So he really does tap out even on Guy's weekend at 8 o'clock. He does that in March during the Power Trip.
Yeah.
Same thing on Guy's weekend. Yeah. Taps out at 7 or 8.
9 p.m. is the absolute latest you'll see him out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder what you're doing in
the second the game ended on Sunday night after the 49ers smoked the Packers and we all made a bunch of money. I'm like,
see you later.
I'm going to bed. Yeah. I'm going to bed.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm doing exactly what you think I'm doing.
Yeah, man.
That's what I don't want to think about. Mm-hmm.
You had to bring it up, Corey.
Yeah, you brought it up.
For like 11 or 12 hours?
No, I'm not doing it that much.
This was him.
I am tired.
That's my wiener.
I like that you're single in Vegas and everybody else is like, let's go out and meet chicks. And you're like, I'm going to my room.
Yeah. I like going to bed.
Yeah, man.
Did you go find somebody to go to bed with you?
Sex!
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Vegas.
Yeah.
You don't blame him.
Go find some random. Go pay for a random.
Yeah.
Take that Niners money and go buy some gal.
Go to the high roller room, win a bunch of money, and then go sleep on your thousands and thousands.
We went into the high roller room in Aria to play slots, and the look the motley crew of us got when we walked in there.
Well, you were wearing an NBA Jam shirt to the high roller room.
Yeah. Well, Hockey's wearing like a... You know, like a five-finger death punch t-shirt.
Hawk.
What's wrong with that?
It all spends the same in there, doesn't it?
That's right. They like me, man.
Correct.
I'm a super-duper high-rolling machine. I walk in and say, what's up, bitches? And they just start handing me money. Leave, sir, before you make the lights go out in here.
Yeah. That's what I always tell them,
too. That's what I tell them, too.
Yeah.
Mr. Z's on the phone. He's a huge fan of Netflix.
He loves Netflix.
And Orange Tomatoes.
And he loves Martin Scorsese as well.
Orange Tomatoes.
Yeah, we, a couple of us, Hawks watched half of it. I've watched all of it. Watched The Irishman on Netflix.
Yeah, well, I'll, at some point, I'm sure I'll get around to it. I'll watch it.
It sounds like Rosie is willing to go. He wants to go see it in the theaters. How is that going to work?
Well, it's a little late now that it's out on Netflix, so... No, he's not going to have much luck with that.
Hmm. Okay.
So, hey, speaking of Netflix, I think they just spent $500 billion on Charlie's Angels.
Golly.
So you'll be able to screen that exclusively pretty soon, I'm sure. So.
Hmm. Hey, you guys do a podcast now about movies with Paul Fletcher, right?
Yes, it's called Movies Over Easy.
Yeah, the other day I walked past you guys in the hall. You were on your way to record it. And you guys were going to talk about movies that... everybody else loves, but you hate.
Yes, one of my favorite things to do when you're out and about. So, you know what's funny you mentioned that? Is because Knives Out might be a great example of that for me.
But the reviews are off the charts. You did not care for it.
No, I didn't get it. I didn't think anyone would care for it. And it's one of those times that at first I was like, I was right and everyone was wrong. And at some point you just have to bail and say, apparently I'm wrong and everyone else is right, because everyone else seems to love it. So,
96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's a whodunit. You know, it's a murder mystery whodunit set in the 70s. For me, I was expecting either a really serious whodunit or a really goofy whodunit, and it falls somewhere in between. Whodunits are fun, you know, mysteries and stuff. So, and it's doing surprisingly well at the box office. It's going to end up doing like $35 million at the box office. So, Frozen will be king. Frozen is crushing it again. It's a Thanksgiving weekend family film. So, it's going to rule the box office as usual.
I really enjoyed it, by the way. We saw it the night before Thanksgiving. I thought it was just as good as the first one. Really, really liked it.
Yeah, well, I like the best part, as far as I'm concerned, is that it grew up with the kids a little bit. It has scenes that are not just for little kids. It can be, you know, it grew up with this audience. So
it would have been awesome if they would have had Anna, like, vaping.
Yeah.
Truly, truly hanging out with the kids. By the way, just a spoiler alert. What did you say was the movie that you hate that everybody else loves?
Well, there's a couple. The number one I always pull out because it gets the biggest reaction, but I think from the, is the movie Unforgiven, the Clint Eastwood film the Academy Award. Maybe I'm too old, but I did not care for that film. And then Hurt Locker is probably my other one. Those are the two films that that everyone else seems to think were good enough to win an Oscar, and I was bored to death. So.
Mine has probably nostalgia for people, and that's why I don't care about it at all. But A Christmas Story, I could never see that again.
But yours is also Gump. You hate Gump.
Oh, yeah, Gump. Yes,
yeah.
That's a good one. Which disqualifies you from every...
I agree with AJ. The Christmas Story sucks.
What about Forrest Gump?
I love that film.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
The beauty of this conversation and what makes it fun is that you can't argue, because you're admitting that everyone else seems to like it. So I can't say that's a stupid opinion, because you're kind of... I'm already admitting that
you're in the minority.
I'm saying, you know, it's like saying, you know, you're not stating a fact. You know, I use a football example, as if somebody can say, you know, I never really liked Joe Montana. I think he was an assistant quarterback, but then to step out and say Joe Montana was an awful quarterback, you're like, well, nah, that's just dumb. You know, so you, at some point you just have to say, obviously he was good. I just never cared for him. And so that's what makes it a fun argument, is that Frank pulled out his, he pulled out Napoleon Dynamite, and I spent 5 minutes explaining to him why he was wrong. And he's like, well, that's the whole point of this conversation.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I know, it's great. I love that movie.
Mine's Gravity by a mile and a half. I thought that movie sucked so hard.
Right. That was terrible.
You hated it too? Hey, Dave. Terrible. Hey, we just bonded.
Breakthrough.
Isn't that fun?
No.
Anything else besides Knives Out that's worth discussing or not?
Well, Queen and Slim is a movie that people are going to be familiar with, but it's going very limited. So I've been getting a lot of notes from people asking why it's not playing in their town, and it's because Universal went really limited with it. So it's mostly going to be Knives Out and Frozen 2 this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Z.
Okay. Talk to you guys later.
Parrish, the movie that everybody else loves but you hate.
That's a tough one. I kind of tend to like a lot of movies.
Yeah, you and Chris both.
Yeah, I don't have one.
The one that comes to mind just because of my family and wife is Sound of Music. Everybody in my family seems to love that, and I can't stand it. But that's a
Do you like
generational
musicals?
Thing. No, not much.
Okay, well, that's
You like Greatest Showman, though.
I did.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
If the music can kind of stand up on its own, that's one thing, and there's some pretty good songs in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Perry.
What's up?
Do you like the Power Trip Morning Show?
I love the Power Trip Morning
Show. Did you like it on March 17th of 2003?
Jeez.
Of course I did.
You might have liked it even more, because that's when a very young Corey Cove called drunk.
1:45 a.m.
Yo, what up, Hodge? It's Sludge.
What a dumbass.
It's like 2:40-something in the morning, Saturday night. We're in Daytona Beach.
Yeah.
We got
I don't remember what was happening.
God. I can tell you.
It's like 2:45 in the morning, dude. Gosh, I'm done. Ridiculous. What am I doing here? This is ridiculous.
End of message.
Was somebody tickling you? Honestly, somebody was tickling you, right?
I don't remember.
Of all places, Daytona Beach.
I know. That
Dude, what a hellhole Daytona Beach is.
I just picture that Christmas commercial that just came back where Santa and the Pillsbury Doughboy are going, hoo-hoo.
I know, exactly. Stop it, seriously. Yeah. You're tickling my BH.
We drove there, and the other soundbite that we used to play all the time was the, I'm not going to walk down 11 stairs of floors.
I can't find that anywhere, dude.
So I said it backwards. The other reason I don't want to walk down 11 stairs of floors is, how do I say this without getting fired?
They're covered in DNA.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
The stairwells.
Yes. Were you there?
In those hotels?
I've been there.
Experienced it?
Oh, yeah. I went there like 3 years in a row. We drove too because we're idiots and we're like 17, 18, 19 or whatever. You don't want to go in there.
No.
It's a biohazard.
So the elevators were broken and you open the door to the stairwell and every fluid the human body can produce is on the floors, walls, and rails.
Yeah.
It's like Wonka's factory, right? Lick a snozberry, it tastes like a snozberry.
And you did.
Oh, stop it, seriously.
It's disgusting. So you don't want to walk down the stairs, but the elevator wasn't working.
There's no way they pay the maintenance / cleaning.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine the rooms?
Oh, boy.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Spring break, man.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Sound like you're having fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear something funny from Rosie?
Of course.
July 8th of 2008.
Well, I got to believe it. Tony Gonzalez wrestles arms around you and pushes the right spot. You know, you're gonna punch up whatever he's in your throat at that point. He's a large man.
Jeez, Mark.
Did you ever find the ghost one?
Yeah, the ghost bit?
I have a ghost one somewhere, yeah. I have the Wolfman thing. I have the 97th Best Critic opening. I have all kinds of stuff. I've got, does anybody remember this?
Sludgy's got a faux hawk!
Yeah.
Sludgy's got a faux hawk!
Does it rock?
It does not rock!
It does not rock.
Brilliant.
I've got this.
What a dumb nickname.
This was, let's see, November 28th of 2005. And again, being that today's the 18th anniversary of the Power Trip Morning Show, I was very drunk. I was in New York City.
This is my favorite.
With Jeff Bacon.
With Jeff Bacon. And I called you and left you a message and thought that it had hung up, and it just kept recording.
First saved message. Received November 12th at 2:37 a.m.
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm serious. Dude, listen. Dude, I don't want to lie to you. Man, brother, listen. I'm not lying.
There ain't no lying, man.
I'm a sort of cop. Because you know what happened a minute ago? I was on the floor, and I don't know. I don't know.
He was praying.
No. I was on my... Dude, I was on my back, and I thought to myself, dude, I can't get up, right? And then Bacon helped me up, which is cool. But listen...
Listen.
Dude, I might need a reshot. I'm going to need a reshot right now. No, I'm serious. I'm going to need a reshot. No, I'm serious. Nobody. Wait a minute, I can lie to you. Listen to me, okay? I'm serious. Dude, I can't see. Dude, I'm serious. Okay, Sludge, peace.
Where's the, if I wash my hair,
and I'm going to charge me? By the way, I love that Jeff Bacon is essentially a late night band leader, and exactly, you're the host, because you're like, hey, there is not any line. There ain't no line. his entire job is just to agree and repeat with whatever you say.
And if you want to hear another minute, this is after I thought the phone had hung up, because you heard me say goodbye to you.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was still recording.
I'm going to need a recap. I'm going to need a recap real immediately.
Real
me. Yeah, man. No, I'm serious. Hey, man. Hi. Jeff.
I love you, Jeff.
See you later, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
All right,
we'll see you in the morning.
All right, dude.
I'm taking my stuff with me.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Is there any more Reese Cups? I'm
seriously, one more. Okay, I'm going to eat that. All right, see you later, brother.
One more.
Dude. Hey, if I wash my hair, are they going to charge me money?
What?
You got freebies right in here.
Well, what's this stuff right here?
That's cough stuff. That's for women.
Well, I'm not a woman.
Yes, we'll help that. There's free stuff in here. I'll see you in the morning.
All right, peace out, babe. Peace out, Megan. Peace out, Megan. You left the news soon. Oh. All right, dude.
I'm going to take some pictures of my
phone. No, wait a minute.
Press
so,
seven.
There was cough syrup for women?
He's not a woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's probably referring to some random like hair net, right? Yeah. Some shower cap.
Yeah.
And you wanted to know if you were going to get charged. Or maybe it was just the shampoo or something.
Who knows?
Maybe you thought if you used that, you were going to get a bill.
I don't know, man. 2005. 13 years ago. 14 years ago. Holy moly. There you go.
Can you go back to my call and it was 2:40 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
I can't name the last time I was up to 2:40 in the morning.
Right.
Unless I was playing Rocket League with Parrish.
Amen.
Man, I found a Clarley Balters from 2011. I found all the calls to heaven to talk to
Barbaro.
That's a brilliant bit.
Dude, it's a great bit. The one that where he has just died and he gets to realize that horses get to walk on two legs is brilliant, man.
Stupid.
Maybe I'll play that at the end of the show.
But when we come back, it's initials. And ugly Paul Rudd is going to play. And Parrish and AJ, who has 100 wins, and Sauce. And Chris Hockey. And I'm Corey Cove. Initials is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, look, the month is almost over, and the Luther Tire event is going on all this month, the month of November, at all 37 Luther locations. So get to one as quickly as possible. You can find them online at lutherauto.com. That's lutherauto.com. And it turns out the best place to buy a car is also the best place to buy tires. So if you buy four tires this month, so like maybe today, you get a $100 Luther service credit, which is awesome. You also get a great selection of tires, great everyday low pricing. You get great customer service. So if you're thinking tires, maybe even snow tires, because the snow dumped on us a couple days ago, get snow tires at Luther. Find them online at lutherauto.com. And of course, if you are just shopping for vehicles in general, there's no better place to start shopping than LutherAuto.com. They have 37 locations and over 14,000 vehicles. So whatever make and model you're looking for, Luther definitely has it. Find them online right now at LutherAuto.com. Luther is your automotive authority. It is Luther
Auto. The FAN.
All right, good guy. Are you ready for this?
Let's do this,
huh? Come on,
good guy.
Come on. Everybody's here. Is rooting for the good guys, right? Everybody in that room over there,
that's
including
right.
Dov.
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely one of the good guys.
Heck yeah.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Don't feed the animals. All right. Power Trip Morning Show. We are live. This is not on Memorex. It's 18 years old today. Is the Power Trip Morning Show.
Memorex, what an old reference.
I know.
Dude.
Well, what an old great, person I am.
No, I didn't mean like that.
No, you're
like,
right, though. It's true.
What
I know.
A great, yeah. Old radio record.
Is it live or is it Memorex? Today it's live. What number, what edition of the initials is this, Cor?
Four.
Oh, man, it seems like we played more now.
Yeah, we played more than that. This is number 283.
Man. Well, I think I might as well go ahead and play the intro then. What do you think?
Go.
Is AJ okay? Is the place falling apart? Is he all right?
I don't know.
He's fixing the printer. Somebody was messing with the audio bit. So the live stream's not going to have great audio today. Somebody broke it.
Oh, well. Here we go.
Last week on Initials, shot glass was the answer for item 12. Guess who got it right?
Connected to cheaters, ponies, and roundeds.
Paul.
Okay.
Sunglasses.
Not sauce.
Ponies.
Hi. Yep.
Scapegoat.
Damn.
Not Hawk.
John.
Okay. Paul. You're gambling John for the win.
Shooting gallery.
Not even Creasel?
Connected to spirits. AJ for the tie.
Shot glass.
That's right.
Son of a...
You guessed it. The guy who has had exactly one sip of alcohol in his life got it right. And his success wasn't done there.
It is the oldest city. AJ for the win.
Savannah, Georgia.
Win number 100.
That's right.
That's right. The man, the myth, the Mansoor reached triple digits, winning his 100th initials game. AJ addressed the media after the victory.
Whatever you believe in, whoever you believe in, this is what sport does. Brings so many people together from all different backgrounds, all way of life, to do something uncommon, do something extraordinary.
This week on Initials, brilliant. Dollar Store Paul Rudd is here to battle his brother and his
Wait a second.
Can Sauce win an Initials game before going on yet another vacation? Will Parrish win an Initials game before the next solar eclipse? Will Hawk bang his own radio show now that it's 18?
Oh,
Initials
my God.
Starts Jeez. Now.
Genius.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
And Mountain Dew Game Fuel, made for gamers by gamers. Mountain Dew Amp Game Fuel, victory in a can.
We play Initials every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show. This is the 283rd time we've done exactly that. It works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials. These five gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. We start going through the items. Each item has six clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. They have to pronounce it correctly. They can't use their phones. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they are eliminated for the remainder of just that item. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9, held by AJ and Sauce. And AJ last week was the first one ever to get to 100 career victories. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. If I win today, you can head over to the Rival House downtown St. Paul, get a free tap beer and a $3 Initials appetizer, perfect for holiday weekend whenever I was back in town from college.
Second all-time with 91 victories is Sauce.
If I win today, you can go to any one of the Ouellette bakeries. You get 6 donuts free when you buy 6 all weekend long. Just tell them Meat Sauce won Initials.
Chris Hockey has 56 career victories.
That's right, Corey. I do. And if I win today, you'll receive 10% off your online order all weekend long at Radco.com when you use the promo code Initials. Discount does not apply to toppers.
Mark Parrish has been stuck on 19 victories forever, but he has a sponsor and a good attitude.
Here we go, Northland.
That's right. If Parrish wins, you can get a Perry, which is a Northland vodka soda with a lemon, or a half-price order of chicken wings at the Fremont in Uptown, thanks to the good people at Northland Vodka.
I don't think the Fremont in Uptown is sweating.
Hey.
I don't think they feel super nervous.
Hey.
They're behind me. Yeah, I feel their support.
That's right.
Lucky.
What do we get if Dobb wins?
Oh, you can shop at a little local company called Best Buy or go on BestBuy.com. Okay.
Ha, 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 ha. David Dov Lambert has 4 career points.
Walkie-talkie. Hey!
He got walkie-talkie. He got ice cream, Lieutenant Dan. And Labor Day and Leonardo DiCaprio. That was almost a year ago.
Big Mama.
He got that. In December of 18, he played and got 2. So those are... Four career points. You're tied for 24th all-time with the likes of Matt Hamilton, Chad Abbott, Pat Knight, Jamie Watson, Paul Charchian.
What am I going to need to hurdle a couple more people?
One gets you back up to 18th. 2 gets you all the way up to 15th. I don't know. Go shoot okay. Shoot for the record. Why don't you just post a 10?
That's correct.
Post a 10.
I will.
The initials this week.
Come on, good guy. Come on, baby. Let's go.
I got this.
PR...
PR.
P. R. You guys ready?
Yep.
Hold that thought. Here we go. Item 1 of PR.
Clue number 1.
Known for swinging.
Clue number 2.
Connected to Captain America.
Paul.
Okay.
Paul Rudd.
You are out for the remainder of item 1.
Clue number 3.
29 years old.
Clue number 4.
Has represented the United States.
Suave.
Okay.
Never mind. Patrick Royce, no, I...
What? Yeah, 29 years old.
Yeah, correct.
All right, apparently the Lamberts, ringing in and immediately saying they are not going to answer. And we also learned that he's going to ring in with Suave. Jeez, the Lamberts. Hammers are so dumb. All right, we're down to the three non-idiots.
Clue number five.
Famously once proclaimed himself a top five player in the world despite being just 23 at the time. Final clue.
Clue number six.
He was your 2018 Masters champion. Five, four, three, two.
AJ.
Five.
Patrick Reed.
That's right.
Oh, nice job, AJ.
Are you sure it wasn't Royce?
No. AJ leads. Come on, guys. Patrick Reed, your Masters champion, is item number one. AJ's on the board. Here's item two of PR.
Clue number one.
Often found in horse competitions.
Clue number two.
It's connected to the opioid crisis.
Clue number three.
Has connections to multiple causes.
Clue number four.
They are worn.
Clue number five.
Has a connection to awareness.
AJ?
Okay.
Pink ribbon?
AJ, out for the remainder of item two. Final clue.
Clue number six.
Pancreatic cancer, lupus, and epilepsy all use these to promote their charities, events, and the disease itself. Five. Four.
Mark?
Three. Yep.
Purple ribbon?
That's right.
Oh. Yeah. Look at you, bitch.
Look really at you, too. Bitch.
Sounded like it.
Purple ribbon, not pink. Purple gets you there. Parrish with one, AJ with one. Here's item three of PR.
Clue number one.
Connected to a number of liquids.
Clue number two.
Often connected to many hours.
Clue number three.
Often associated with tougher cuts.
Paul.
Okay.
AJ.
Prime rib.
No, thank you.
Sauce out for the remainder of item three.
Clue number four.
Often connected to the word browned.
Clue number five.
Connected to meat and vegetables.
Hawk?
Yep.
Pot roast?
That's right.
Nice job, Hawk. Nice job, boys.
Browned pot roast.
Thank you, Suave.
Everybody on the board except for the Lamberts.
What? Yeah, well, I've made three really bad guesses, and this idiot guessed Patrick Royce was 29 years old.
I know he's not, but what I was going to say was far worse.
Oh, well, thank God.
Yeah. Item four with Hawk, Parrish, and AJ all having 1 point. Here's item four of PR.
Clue number one.
Connected to Alabama.
Suave.
Okay.
Puerto Rico.
What?
Yeah, they touch. They're connected.
Not in that sense.
In what sense?
Did either of you ever go to school?
No. I'm not even going to try and explain myself.
Yeah, it's probably your best idea. Yep. Please don't.
Sometimes you got to take a swing.
Our father's a borderline Mensa member, and you've guessed Patrick. We're just idiots.
Yeah, this is not a great day.
I didn't mean physically touching. Obviously, that's not the case.
Are you sure? Just ignore it. Suave is out for the rest of item four.
Clue number two.
Connected to California. Suave, Puerto Rico.
Clue number three.
Connected to a wolf pack.
Hawk.
Paul. Paul.
Hawk was first.
Paul Rudd.
Paul. Yep. Philip Rivers.
That's right.
He wasn't in the
That was a good guess. Thank you.
No, I was talking about Hawk.
We have a four-way tie. Sauce, hey, Hawk, Parrish, and AJ all have one. Here's item five of PR.
Clue number one.
Is a one-word Transformer character.
Clue number two.
Also connected to compulsive hoarding.
AJ.
Okay.
Pack rat?
That's right.
Wow. Nice job, AJ.
Okay. All right.
You watch Hoarders?
No, but it made sense.
Oh, wow.
That was good.
Jeez.
All right. Come on, good guys.
AJ with two, Parrish, Hawk, and Sauce with one apiece. No points yet for Suave. Here's item six of PR.
Clue number one.
This is a vodka cocktail. Mark, are you going to say your name or not? Want me to go on?
Yeah, clue number two.
35 years old.
Clue number three.
Appeared in Super Bowl 41 in 2007.
Clue number four.
Connected to The Kid.
Clue number five.
Includes, quote, I never wanted to be your weekend lover.
Suave.
Yep.
Papa Roach.
KJ. Yeah.
Hawk.
Four, three, two, one.
Hawk. Purple Rain.
That's right.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Purple Rain. God.
Nice job, Hogs.
Sweet job, Hogs.
Yeah, well. That was dumb.
We are halfway through the game. AJ and Hawk tied with two.
We've
Parrish and Sauce one back.
Yeah.
Serotonin. Still. Serotonin?
Is that your guess?
No, that's what's in turkey.
Is that the lady from Terminator?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Don't bring up Terminator.
It's going to get weird. Here's item seven of PR.
Clue number one.
What's going on?
Connected to dozens of countries.
Do it. Do it.
Well, not physically, but...
Clue number two.
Includes 2018's People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Clue number three.
Has a connection to an interdimensional portal.
Suave.
Paul
Rudd.
Sauce, you want in?
No. Nope. A little shaking of the head.
Suave doesn't even know how the game works. I don't
I'm surprised any of his answers have the right set of initials. What are we doing now? BestBuy.com? BestBuy.com?
You can stop into the store, too. It's not just online.
Suave's out for the rest of item seven.
Clue number four.
Debuted in 2013.
Clue number five.
Included, quote, the breach at the bottom of the ocean. Final clue.
Clue number six.
This features giant monsters and giant robots. Five, four, three, two, one.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Pacific Rim.
Oh!
Made hundreds of millions of dollars. It looked awful.
Hockey loves that.
That's what Nordo calls his underside.
He's not listening.
And Vegas must have been a blast. Go. All right, AJ with two, Hawk with two, crap. Sauce and Parrish with one apiece. Nobody got Pacific
Rim. Who has zero?
Suave. Here's item eight of PR.
Clue number one.
Connected to WrestleMania.
Clue number two.
Connected to Atari.
Clue number three.
Has a connection to My Prison Without Bars.
Clue number four.
Has connections to Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Canada.
Clue number five.
Is famously connected to gambling.
Mark.
Yep.
Pete Rose.
That's right.
Oh, Mark Parrish.
Pete Rose. Parrish tied for the lead.
Come on.
With four items to go, Parrish, you're in the mix. Get number 20 today. That'd be sweet.
That would be awesome.
All Come on, baby.
Three-way tie at the top with AJ, Parrish, and Hawk. Sauce is one back. Dov, still plenty of time for you two.
Here's Come on, Lambert.
Item nine of PR.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to the word standing.
Clue number two.
It's connected to an eye.
Clue number three.
This averages between $13 to $17 per pound.
Mark.
Paul.
Mark was first.
Prime rib.
That's right.
Yeah, nice job. Hey, man.
That's kind of what's going to take you to win. It's been a while. You need to snipe somebody like that and gamble first. Parrish takes the lead with three to go.
Come on, baby.
It's because I wore the shirt, Parrish.
That's right.
Parrish has three. Well, it's not helping you. Parrish has three. AJ and Hawk have two apiece. Sauce has one. Dov has to run the table. Sorry. Suave needs all three. Here's item 10 of PR.
Clue number one.
Often seen with a jacket.
Clue number two.
Debuted in 1902.
Clue number three.
Connected to James Corden.
Clue number four.
As a connection to Mr. Todd.
Clue number five.
With the original making over $350 million at the box office, a sequel is set for spring of 2020. Final clue.
Clue number six.
This is an anthropomorphic mischief maker created by Beatrix Potter. Five. Four.
AJ.
Yep.
Peter Rabbit.
That's right.
Dang it. Yeah.
Peter Rabbit. That mathematically eliminates Suave.
Not even close. Yeah, it wasn't even. Thought it was. Wasn't.
All right, Sauce, you need the remaining two to tie. Right now, Parrish and AJ are tied at the top. They have three apiece with two items to go. Hawk is one back with two. Sauce has one. Here's item 11 of PR.
Clue number one.
Deals with time, material, and theme.
Clue number two.
Features eliminations.
Clue number three.
Has spin-offs.
Clue number four.
It includes a panel.
Clue number five.
Has been recently connected to Carly Kloss. Final clue.
Clue number six.
Bravo and Lifetime have both had this Heidi Klum fashion show.
Paul.
Paul.
AJ. Project Runway.
That's right.
Thank you, Sauce.
I love that show.
Project Runway.
It's terrible now without Heidi Klum, but it used to be the bee's knees.
Okay.
Take your word.
Carly's pretty easy to look at.
Yeah.
All right, it's down to this. AJ and Parrish have the lead with three. If either of them get this right, it's a walk-off win. If Hawk or Sauce gets it, we have a three-way tiebreaker. If Dov gets this, we have a tiebreaker. So either way, we either have a tiebreaker or a walk-off win for Parrish or AJ. So Parrish and AJ going for the win. Hawk and Sauce going for the tie. Here's item 12. Of PR.
Clue number one.
Connected to PlayStation in 1996.
Clue number two.
Connected to 1993's Rookie of the Year.
Clue number three.
Appeared in 1989's Major League.
Clue number four.
It's connected to a flag.
Hawk.
Yep.
Puerto Rico? I don't know.
Hawk's out for the rest of item 12.
Clue number five.
This takes place over weeks.
Oh, man.
Final clue.
Clue number six.
The competition among leading teams for the championship of their division or league as the season comes to AJ for the win.
Playoff race?
No! Come on.
Suave.
Suave.
Pennant race.
That's right.
Oh, you idiot.
Yeah!
Dove you dummy. Gets pennant race. He gets point number five, and he saves Parrish.
Bam!
Gotcha! Parrish. So we have a tiebreaker. AJ going for win number 101.
What a dummy.
Parrish going for win number 20. Parrish, you can do this. You want to do a shot of vodka before you do this?
I'd love to.
Okay.
What kind?
Northland.
Okay. Come on.
Make it two.
Come on.
Down to these two, AJ and Parrish for the win. Only three clues in a tiebreaker. Here we go. PR tiebreaker number one for the win.
Clue number one.
The name is derived from an abundance of natural resources, especially gold.
AJ
for the win.
Puerto Rico.
That's right.
Didn't even let him finish.
Come on.
Rich port, Mark. Rich port.
I don't know Spanish.
You blew it!
We just can't get Parrish to the finish line. He just keeps screwing up that playoff race.
Can we get AJ's kids to come in and distract him again?
It worked once.
It did work. We can get everybody over to the Rival House. Downtown St. Paul this weekend, all weekend long. Free tap beer. I believe they might have the KFAN beer back on tap, so go get that. $3 initials appetizer. Hit their Bloody Mary bar on Sundays, their brunch on Sundays. The Rival House, downtown St. Paul. Let's go.
Thanks, Dove.
Yeah, way to go, Dove.
What?
Dove got you into the playoffs.
Yeah. Paul Rudd may have been tiebreaker number two. I just wanted ugly Paul Rudd to hang over the entire group.
Nice.
The entire game.
He's got a hangover, so it's perfect.
Well, that makes sense. Cool. Yeah. All right.
Sorry,
AJ
Mark.
With win 101.
Good job, Mark.
More nice work, AJ. Of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on the Fan.
Well, there you go. 18 years of the Power Trip Morning Show.
18 years of heartbreak for Mark Parrish.
I know.
He just can't quite get to the finish line.
Sorry, Mark.
It's all right. All right, so we're back Monday. Then I'm doing my best Sauce impression. I'm out Tuesday through Friday.
So you are out Tuesday. See, that's what I thought, Saucy.
Yeah.
But I'm here Monday.
Yeah.
I am not.
You're not here Monday.
No, I'm not.
In Seattle.
I'm in Seattle.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, man.
Are you guys leaving tomorrow?
No, we don't leave till Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah. That's right.
What are you doing in Seattle, Hawk?
I'm just hanging out. Mm. Well, there's a football game, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. But just going to hang out, have dinner with my son.
Oh. Are you going to go to Pike's Peak?
Maybe I'll go
Why
there.
Why are you flipping me off, Dob, you a-hole? It's better than Patrick Royce being 29, you moron.
I love it. When
Patrick Royce.
Right now.
Swab.
This is Larry Lander's Vietnam right now. You know that, right?
This was probably yesterday at Thanksgiving.
This is a replay.
We were great yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we kept it together.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, we helped my mom and
a
couple of my relatives still don't know that they were there yesterday, but that's fine.
That's pizza.
Yeah.
Anyway, there
all
you go.
Right. So the Friday football feast is next, 9 to noon. Roseville with a PA in charge. Check that out.
Yep.
Am I the only one that's still got some Black Friday shopping to do or not? You guys aren't doing it at all.
No, I got what I needed. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I think
I only needed it.
I mean, I'll probably buy some more stuff, but I got nothing else I need.
Here's what Hawk told me. He's got something he's got to do right after the show.
Yep.
Then he's got something at 1.
Yeah.
So he's got
about three hours to online shop.
Yeah, he'll go to Costco or Best Buy and he'll buy something he doesn't need. I bet he buys a PlayStation.
Every TV I walked by yesterday that was 65 inches and I looked at the price and I just said, Hawk could have saved like $3,000 if you just would have bought this one instead.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And every time I walked by something that was 4 inches, I thought of you.
Well, lucky.
4 inches it saved your life.
That's true. Great point.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Chris, your row the vote bit up on the Power Trip page. So looking to, get their ringtones, get ready for the game tomorrow.
Just throwing this out there to the, TCF Bank Stadium folks. It's on there if you guys want to use it.
Yes.
You have my permission to use it after every touchdown tomorrow.
Hey, do we know who the celebrity picker is tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
It's Cher.
Oh, what?
Right.
Yep. Wow. Yep. I thought it would be David. Is it Patrick Royce?
No, Royce's doing 29-year-old stuff. He'll be tailgating at 5 a.m.
Day with Zach.
Funny. Anyway, Speaking of Zach, he's doing high school football on this station.
Yeah, he's doing the Prep Bowl tonight. That's right. Champlin tonight, Park tonight. Versus what? Wayzata?
Something like that.
What?
Who wrote that?
I don't know.
Nice handwriting, Zach. Jesus.
Well, anyway, 18 years, man. Thank you all for listening. I can't believe it. Stuff. Sometimes I don't know why you do, but I'm always grateful for it.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And thank you, everybody. I'm thank you for listening. And thank you to everybody who
stupid Suave
puts parts into this show. God bless you all.
Suave will probably see you in a year. You normally swoop in around holiday time.
I can do that.
Here's to at least another 6 months.
I could put you nine?
No, sounds like I am now.
He just meant of the show.
Yeah, the show.
Before we get canned. Nine to noon is next. Again,
Go Gophers.
Buffalo Wild Wings with PA in charge. Gophers tomorrow right here on this station. We're back on Monday. See you then.
KFAN.